It's Tuesday, January 6, 2026. I'm Richard Davis with KNU's Local News Now. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says he's censuring Senator Mark Kelly over the former Navy pilot's participation in a video that called on troops to resist unlawful orders. Earlier today, Kelly called the move outrageous and un-American. In November, he and some other lawmakers who are veterans of armed services and intelligence community urged U.S. military members to uphold the Constitution and defy illegal orders. President Donald Trump accused the lawmakers of sedition that could be punished by death. Legal experts say going after a lawmaker will complicate an already unique case. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals will hear arguments tomorrow in three cases that seek to halt a land exchange on the Tonto National Forest that would clear the way for one of the nation's largest copper mines. In August, the court issued an emergency injunction to pause the Oak Flat land swap until appeals from the San Carlos Apache tribe, conservation groups, and others could be heard. If the appeals court rules against the groups, the injunction will be lifted, and the transfer of 2,400 acres of public lands will be transferred to the mining giants Rio Tinto and BHP. A fourth lawsuit filed by the group Apache Stronghold will be heard separately. Researchers at the Mayo Clinic and Arizona State University have developed a rapid test to detect valley fever in patients. The fungal infection spreads through spores and dust in the air and is often misdiagnosed. It can also be life-threatening and can affect both people and pets. The new blood test can confirm the virus in 10 minutes, where it often used to take more than 20 days. According to doctors, patients will be able to find out their results in the same visit. Developers expect the test to receive FDA approval in the coming months. Two Republican state senators want to revoke Arizona's special recognition of the Arizona Rangers. The Kingman Daily Miner reports the nonprofit group was founded in 1901 and provides aid to local, state, tribal, and federal law enforcement agencies. The bill, backed by Senators Mark Finchem and Wendy Rogers, takes away the Ranger status. The group says if the measure passes, it would make it harder to raise money. Finchem did not say why he drafted the bill. In June, a married couple who were members of the Arizona Rangers were shot and killed in their Taylor home in Navajo County. The Arizona Cardinals sacked their head coach yesterday after three disappointing seasons for the state's national football team. Jonathan Gannon was fired the day after the Cardinals' ninth straight loss on Sunday. He was hired in 2023 after two seasons as the defensive coordinator for the Philadelphia Eagles. But the team has seen little success since then, winning 15 of its 36 games in the last three seasons. The Cardinals won just three games before closing out this season and has made it to the playoffs just once since 2016. The City of Flagstaff is installing metal detectors to screen members of the public who attend city council meetings for weapons. Flagstaff police have manually checked backpacks, purses, and other bags brought into council chambers for years. But starting today, city officials say the public will now be asked to walk through a metal detector. A city spokesperson says the change brings Flagstaff in line with best security practices. And a new report from the Arizona Department of Health Services suggests changes to abortion law have concrete impacts on the number of Arizona women who access the medical procedure. The report, released last month, detailed data from 2024, shows about 60% of those seeking an abortion were women in their 20s, and more than 80% were unmarried. More than half already had at least one child. It showed a small but noticeable drop in the number of women receiving an abortion since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022. That's before Arizona voters codified the right to abortion in the state constitution. That new reality is likely to impact Arizona's abortion rate once again.
I'm KNU meteorologist Lee Bourne. Probably cloudy, quiet, and cool for our Tuesday. Then we have some active weather with back-to-back storm systems Wednesday and Thursday. On Wednesday, it's a warm Pacific southerly storm that'll bring rain showers, mainly along and south of the Mogollon Rim. This will be the main precipitation event for Yavapai and Gila counties in the form of rain. And then on Thursday, a cold northerly system will bring snow to northern and eastern Arizona. Models still in disagreement with just how powerful this storm system is going to be. Certainly much colder, gusty winds. Right now, it looks like a couple of inches of snow around the Flagstaff region. Higher amounts along the Mogollon Rim into the White Mountains. 8 inches, possibly even a foot for the Whites. And an inch or so for the high desert locations of Navajo and Apache counties. Still, a lot to be determined here. Stay tuned.
This is KNU's Local News Now.